And we welcome you back out here at the halftime show with about 8 minutes and 35 seconds and counting to go before we get this second half underway, with Lexington trying to build off a 14-0 lead over the Blanco Panthers as they're honoring the homecoming kings, queens, princesses, dukes, duchesses. I don't know what the ordering is, but hey, while we're still here, we pretty much said all we can say. We don't want to chat your ear off with useless nonsense. So we're just going to play some music to drown out the rest of this half before we come back and get set, get ready, and get rolling for a second half that is sure to be something special for the Panthers on the comeback trail, trying to make it so with 8 minutes left. Let's play out here with the first song, I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. Rest in peace, sir. Howdy, hey everybody, we welcome you back out here with under 5 minutes to go in this halftime show. Unfortunately, we did happen to talk over the pre-game band performance by Blanco to make way for the homecoming honorees and festivities in this halftime performance. It's a beautiful, beautiful sight out there with a bunch of young kids getting well-deserved recognition for their tireless dedication to not only the school, but representing the best that Blanco, Texas has to offer. As I just want to give a quick score update for the other two games going on out here in Region 4, District 13. Currently, at halftime, out in Comfort, Rogers High School and the Eagles trail the Comfort High School Bobcats 16-0. Whereas I got to correct myself earlier, I kept calling Florence High School the Eagles. I was confusing them with their opponents, the Johnson City Eagles, who currently lead with 7:55 to go in the second quarter by a score of 16-12 over Florence. And now we'll get another song in here. Coming up right now, it is going to be Van Morrison's Brown-Eyed Girl with under 4 minutes to go before we start this second half. 14-0 Lexington going into this second half as you're listening to Panthers football out here on Sun Radio. Welcome back, everybody. We're about getting ready to start this second half here with Blanco set to kick off to Lexington. Score currently 14-0 Eagles out here between them and the Panthers. While it does look like a decimating number in the fact that Lexington was able to score so quickly and show a flash in three straight drive sequences of why they are the number two team in the state of Texas in 3A. Definitely keeping Blanco on their heels, woke them up a bit and told them that if they get away with those easy mistakes, this could be a very long night. And thus far, Blanco, for the whole part, other than those two drives where they gave up quick scores for Jacoby Cooper, fantastic.
Yeah, their defense is playing good. Their offense is being able to move the ball and get time off the clock, able to win, I think, the time of possession in that first half.
Yeah, most definitely. But how? We see it stacking up here. Going to be a kickoff for Blanco as the clock reads 12 minutes for this third quarter. 14-0 score for Lexington. Official out there in front of the Blanco huddle, waiting to get everything cleared, holding on to the game ball. Cheerleaders.
Jacoby Cooper has been saying, hey, I'm getting in the end zone, but Kelby Cook's saying, no, I'm getting in the end zone too, as he is having a spectacular day tasting the end zone.
Rarely when you look at matchups, you look at quarterback versus quarterback, not so much running back versus quarterback. Running back today, Kelby Cox fulfilling both roles, now holding for Zach Rogers as he's looking to get the PAT. And it's a bad snap as he is going to get trucked all the way back. Cox got a bad snap from Chance Horton, and unfortunately, Rogers won't get a chance to put a PAT through, so it'll stand as a 35-20 score, excuse me, folks, with just over 4 minutes to go. Blanco back out on defense, getting ready to kick it away. But don't go anywhere. Lexington leads 35-20 with 4 minutes left out here in Blanco. This is Panther football out here on Sun Radio.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Welcome you all back out here to Blanco as the Panthers in their homecoming game trailing to Lexington 35-20. And last we checked, oh my goodness, there's an upset in the college football world tonight as Syracuse holds on to beat number two ranked Clemson by a score of 27-24. So great job to the Orangemen.
Clemson goes down after Oklahoma went down to Iowa State last week, really making it
the one big upset of the weekend.
Really making it anyone's game to get in. to the playoff system outside of maybe Alabama, who's only sure, who kind of looks like they're the only sure thing.
Man, certainly to be said here. You know what? I lost my train of thought. I don't know what I was going to say. But, hey, a quick checks around the district shows that Rogers is currently trailing Comfort High School on the road 23-14 with 8:53 left in the game, whereas out in Florence, Johnson City is beating the Buffaloes by a score of 29-18 with 8:54 left in the third quarter. And, of course, we got the game down here in Blanco as Rogers powers this one. Definitely the longest kick he's had, now waiting to return it. It's going to be Cooper trying to truck to the left side, and he runs out of room down near the Blanco sideline. Out on the 20, actually the 30. Yeah, the 30 is where they're going to mark it. 31, actually, with 3:56 to go. That is where Lexington is going to start their drive, just looking to run the clock out.
And you know some of those times are wrong on that app, just because it says 8 minutes to go in third quarter. But, I mean, regardless, to say high school football is kind of hard to keep up with, unlike college and NFL.
Yeah, it does the best it can. And, hey, it's a Texas high school football app. The fact that Texas high school has an app, that shows how big it is here. As now Lexington marches back out onto the field. Again, they don't need to go for the score. They just need to run the clock out and preserve this 35-20 lead, which looks pretty probable with only 3:56 left in the game. First and 10 from the 32, and it's a cut up the middle. Cooper gets about a good 7 yards on the gain, puts him at the 39-yard line. So set it up here. Yeah, 6 yard run by Cooper makes it second down and 4 here.
And if you're on this Blanco defense, you're thinking trying to strip the ball, trying to create any kind of turnover.
Trying to just excite the crowd here, as now Cooper has to back out around the right side.
And it's coming back, just holding.
Yeah, flag on the play, as it looked like Cooper managed to get to the outside based off that holding call, and it will stand as that. So, yeah, holding on the offense there of Lexington is going to put the entire line back. But let's see here.
Another flag thrown.
Another flag thrown, and this one coming extremely late. Has the Blanco fans up in arms. And it looks like it was because of some chatter that was going on. Because I just saw one of the Blanco assistant coaches look at one of his players and say, and use a simple hand gesture of his hand represented the player's mouth, and then he just shut it and then cut over his neck, signaling stop talking about it.
Yeah, but that flag went on. It went on Lexington for us reports from that conduct. So two flags on Lexington there.
Oh. Well, I guess then the assistant coach for Blanco was just telling them to not get into it, so as to avoid giving them a penalty for chattering with the opposition, as two big penalties have put Lexington extremely far back. All the way back, the ball is going to be marked down on the 20.
And we don't have a statistician up here, but that's got to be 11 or 12 penalties on Lexington this game.
Definitely the messier effort here tonight, but when the offense was good, it was good, as they're holding down a 15-point lead with just 3:23 left in the game. And now we're just waiting to see the play continue on the field as the officials are still talking with each other. Now finally break it up. Holy, I can't get a breath in here.
Yeah, but they keep backing it up.
Oh, they're wanting to measure the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. So put them even further back inside the 20. On top of the 14-yard line, so they were at the 34, 38 with 2nd and 4. And now they're moved back 26 yards.
And now Blanco's defense is saying, we just can't give up the big play.
No. And the crowd knows it. Hand off to Cooper. He charges. Doesn't gain much. And it's not Jacoby Cooper. It is Keyshawn Cooper. As we see a timeout for Blanco, is going to stop the play here with 3:07 to go. 35-20 in favor of Lexington. So let's take a break here. We'll be right back with more Panthers football as the game is getting close to wrapping up.
Support comes from KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Clay Pack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
I welcome you back out here to Panther Stadium in Blanco in the homecoming game. Lexington currently leading Blanco with just over 3 minutes left in the game, 35-20. So it would take a huge effort here. You know, if the Panthers could get a turnover with Lessington this far back on the 18-yard line in their own territory, that could really turn into something if the Panthers can return it that quickly, and then an onside kick recovered by Blanco. We could have a chance at a really good game here. But now the shotgun snap is a squat handoff, and Cooper carries it, is finally spun down. And actually, that's number six, Nate Jones, on the carry. But it's still going to keep them very far back on fourth down here. And we see a player down on the ground here for Lexington with the training staff coming out there. It looks like the Blanco team isn't even aware that a player is down. They're going to the huddle. And now everyone is finally getting aware and putting their knees on the ground. So a stoppage of play on the field. And we're going to take a quick break with it. We'll be right back with more Panther football out here on Sun Radio.
Support comes from Lone Star Capital Bank in Blanco, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Old 300 Barbecue. Open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2017 Panther football season.
Now back in it here. Welcome back to Panther Stadium with 2:55 to go. The player that was down on the field gets up in his own power was 57, Wesley Sanders. For Lexington, he walks off the field in his own right. So good job there, as now the punting team is out there. Snap goes to Bexley. He boots it to the right side, and it's a line drive. Waiting to get jumped on. Now looking to let it roll down here. Van Dyke is just going to let it go on its own before it's picked up by Allard inside the 35-yard line on top of the 34, and that is where Blanco is going to try and get maybe their last offensive drive of the game with 2:44 left to try and at least make it closer to a one-score game.
They're hoping it's not the last drive of the game. They're hoping to go down fast, put points on the board, and then they're hoping to get the ball back.
I know why you got distracted. We had a couple trying to keep it here together. Everything seems to be fine. Some girls just came into the booth looking for their lost iPhone, and yep, our PA announcer does have it. So, now going from the 34-yard line down the field, Blanco's drive starts. It's going to be a tight run, and Cox does not see that he's getting blitzed all the way back inside the 25-yard line, maybe on top of the 21. He is stacked on top of by Zachary Thornton. The free safety, a junior, really putting a hurting on Cox as he came right in inside the guards and got Cox on his blind side, so he never saw it coming. He was trying to just get involved. But, yeah, 13-yard loss here.
Big loss, obviously, for the Panthers.
Really
but let's
heartbreaking
see if they
there.
Can get a big gain on this next play.
Really heartbreaking there as the O-line gives away Cox, and he doesn't even know how much of a sitting duck he was. It's now 2nd and 20. Going here for Blanco. Snap ready. Cox rolls right. He throws it over Thornton and gets a sliding catch made by Toby Treesh, a fantastic dive going towards the sideline. He holds on, gets rolled over a bit, and he gets up and is bent over. And it looks like he's hurting. He might have, it looked like it hit him in the, where the sun don't shine. He rolled on top of it, and now he's going to get checked over on the sideline on the groin area. But hey, a minute 35 and counting to go. Blanco gets all the way to the 27-yard line. So cutting the distance down there. It was a short pass, and now it's 3rd and 17. Cox, leaning over in the shotgun, now stands up in the pocket. Gets away. Is held up, trying to get it off with his left hand. He cannot get anywhere, as now flags are thrown. Two flags are thrown, it looks like. And I don't know why the horn's going off. It looks like it could be possibly against Lexington. Let's see here.
Let's see here.
And it is. So a penalty against Lexington. They sound that horn a little prematurely. And so we're going to have a replay, possible replay of third down. But the ball is going to get moved up a huge ton to give Blanco a little bit better positioning to try and get this first down with a minute 14 left. Really not going to win this game. You just want to get a feel-good play before the clock finally sounds.
Yeah, just with just a little bit of time left, you just want to get some positive yardage and get maybe a touchdown to end the game and only lose by one touchdown to the number two ranked team in the state.
And it cuts the deficit all the way down. A 15-yard penalty makes it third down and short. And now the officials stop the play again. Let's see here. What are the officials trying to figure out here? This is the far side official near Lexington sideline that is coming in to have a discussion. And the crowd is obviously a little impish because they just want to let the play continue on. Still trying to figure it out here. Now the crowd is starting to get on it.
Yeah, they wanted the automatic first, which is what it is.
Okay. All right, automatic first down. They need to sort it out, but there you go. First down. Coming up here from the 36, 42. Cox running the throw over. And it's a diving catch made by Van Dyke. He bails out Cox as he has to run back to try and get an open gap.
And what a great catch by Van Dyke there to get the ball moving down the field past the 50.
But man, if you can tell how physical a fight this was for Blanco, just a number of players that came up at one point limping out of this game. Van Dyke, he takes a bit of a limp. Then you see Aaron Daniels earlier. Of course, it's not serious, but with 52 seconds left, it's a first down catch there by Van Dyke. Actually, no, it's incomplete. Van Dyke didn't come up with it, so it's second down and 10, still at the 42. Shotgun ready. Pressure on the right side forces Cox to check his step and run right out. And he is going to get tripped up, diving sideline out. Had to do what he had to do to try and make anything out of that play, but it would not go other than out to the sideline for Blanco. Cox once again feels the pressure on that right side from Cade Hawley. Man, you just can't buy him enough time right now.
So now with just a little bit of time left on the clock, let's see what this Panthers offense can do to end this game.
Third and 10 coming up here, still at the 42 with 42 seconds to go. 35-20 in favor of the Eagles, looking to put a cap on this and go up 6-0 in the season. Now it's going to be a play-action keep, running up in the pocket. Cox is going to get floundered down by Jones and, of course, by Allard, and that looks to seal the deal as Cox once again gets hounded, and you can just tell how tired Blanco is. Cox is getting left out there like a sitting duck.
Yep. Blanco, you can just tell they're tired, which this has been a battle. This has been a war in the trenches and a war.
You fight your heart out, and what are you left with?
And this has got to be a performance that Blanco's got to be super proud of, that they were able to come out here and compete.
And now
with number two ranked Lexington.
With the last play of the game, Cox is going to fire over the field, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. Just stops time at 1 second left on the clock as Lexington is going to look to just go out there and kneel it and seal the deal up 35-20.
And there's a standing ovation from the Blanco fans.
That is the game, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to do anything. They're going to run the clock out and set it out. 35-20, final score here. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll have a quick wrap-up of the post-game show and get you out of here. As the final score from Blanco, the Panthers fall to 2-4, while Lexington improves to 6-0 with a final score of 35-20 in favor of Lexington in the homecoming game of this week.
Support comes from RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Waymond Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And we welcome you back out here for the quick post-game show. Standing up strong here, Coach Tesh and the Blanco Panthers give the Lexington Eagles their most serious run in any game since week one when they barely beat Mart.
Yeah, this has been such an impressive performance from Blanco, just not because they kept the game close, but because if you look at what Lexington's schedule was up to this point, they were rolling over team 69-6
the last two games. Their defense and their offense was at the best it could be.
And so the fact that Blanco came out here and made the game competitive, only lost by 15 points, shows that Blanco came ready to play and gave it all they had tonight on the football field.
Yeah, and you could even see that in the very end result, the poetic irony of your quarterback getting sacked the way they did. The offensive line the whole night was fighting tooth and nail, with the D-line facing them in Lexington, which you could tell in the way that they came out and just had nothing left in the tank. You can only go so far when a team like Lexington makes you pay. With a couple of quick mistakes, it was really one big sequence that put Lexington ahead to stay. And that was the big momentum shift that came with Jacoby Jones, Jacoby Cooper's 66-yard touchdown run.
Jacoby Jones, don't mention his name around me, as he was the Texans wide receiver that dropped the kickoff in the playoff game. But
you're right.
But Jacoby Cooper,
was that the 30-0 shutout?
No, that was.
That was last year.
No, that was no new, mini,
way back. Back
way back when they played the Ravens.
Oh yeah, and then series. The next year he goes for the Ravens and wins the Super Bowl.
Yep,
man, that kind of stings. Okay, we'll get off that. Okay, but yeah, the 66-yard run by Jacoby Cooper, who has himself a fine night with I think 3 touchdowns, going full speed into the end zone, really was his night to have.
Yeah, Jacoby Cooper was out there looking impressive. This Blanco defense, though, did really keep, for the most part, those great receivers in Kerr and Perry to check and Hess to check. But just at the end of the day, couldn't do enough giving up 35 points. But still, that's really impressive when you really look at the bigger picture of this Lexington offense.
Really, by and large, the MVP for the Panthers this game, you got to give it to Kelby Cox. The best game he's had I've seen all year. With the way he came out, performed not only with the big passes early that kind of shocked Lexington into formation and had them having to put their best effort forward because they knew this Blanco team wasn't going to lie around and just let them roll over them like what happened last year.
Yeah, and Kelby Cox knew the magnitude of this game, and he knew as a senior that he needed to come out and lead and play it to the best of his abilities, and I believe he did that in this game.
Very, very well done job. Of course, I wish we could have the final stats ready for you, but again, Max Preps will probably wait until tomorrow to get them loaded. Just like we will, standing out here. Overall, your favorite moment of this game. I just got to get something. What did you think was the best moment of this game for either side? In fact, you can get both if you want.
I think the best moment of this game for the Panthers was when Kelby Cox was able to run it in to get it to a 21-14 game, giving this team a real shot there in that second half. Really, it changed the momentum of this game. At this crowd, but then, as we all know, the Lexington offense responded and was able to go down and score.
And some things you think that might need to be improved for Blanco to make games like this more of a chance to win it.
You have to be more diverse running the football. Maybe get to the out more, maybe get a quick passing game going.
Right, because again, Kelby Cox didn't really have anyone helping him out there until Tristan Fortner kind of lit up Lexington in the fourth quarter. With a couple of jet sweeps to the right and left side, he could get whatever he wanted out there.
Yeah, Fortner was going late in the game. But
full speed.
But running in the middle was always difficult for Blanco tonight because Lexington's D-line was really good.
Yeah, and especially stamping out any hope at the end of the game with a couple sacks, forcing Kelby Cox into long sack situations where he was running back trying to buy more time, and that might have burned him. As again, we can't sum it up anymore. I just want to be sure to tell y'all to tune in next Friday, October 20th, when we'll be traveling out to Florence to take on the Florence High School Buffaloes. As again, any last thoughts you want to have, Adam, before we give a couple other scores that are going around this district?
I think if you're a Blanco fan, which mostly you are, I think you got to be super encouraged and super excited for this Blanco football team after playing the number 2 ranked team in the state and being able to compete like that. The odds look good moving forward for Blanco.
And checking around the rest of District 13, currently with a minute 46 left in the game, it's a close one. Cunford High School barely holding on 23-22 over Rogers High School. Whereas the other game going on out here in District 13 tonight, where we will be next week in Florence High School in Florence, Texas, which is I think it's far north of Austin, right above Georgetown. Johnson City killing Florence by a score of 36-24. And it's only 11:41 left in the third quarter. So that's a shootout.
It's a shootout, but
we don't necessarily know
how accurate it is. But
hey, that's a pretty big score with still at that point in the game.
And like we said, number 2 Clemson went down to Syracuse, 27-24. It's the Syracuse able to come back with the win, and the Astros are still up 2-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning in that one.
And as you can see out here, the fans going out there supporting the team, giving them a great pat on the back for a job well done. Of course, a win is always the best product, but if you're going to put up a battle, put up one like this. And by and large, this was the best fight I've seen Blanco put up this entire year against their biggest opponent probably they will face this entire year. But I think that's going to be a pretty good way to wrap things up here. Don't forget to tune in next Friday, October 20th, at 7:10 when the pregame will start, as the Panthers will be playing out in Florence, Texas, taking on the Florence High School Buffaloes. You'll hear all the action right here on Blanco Radio. and on the Sun Radio app. As again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's game, please give our office a call at 512-965-9969. And hey, while I got you here, give our Facebook page a like. All you have to do is go type in www.facebook.com/BlancoRadio, and you'll get all the latest scores, future games, and more information concerning your Blanco Panthers. But out here in Blanco, it's homecoming week. The kids are going to have a fun time tomorrow night getting their dance moves on as the final here from Panther Stadium, 35 for Lexington and the number 2 ranked Eagles, and 20 for the Blanco Panthers. For Adam Byerly, I'm Riley Chestnut. And I say good night. You have been listening to Blanco Panthers varsity football off of Johnson City's broadcasting frequency of 88.9 FM, K295CK Luckenbach Fredericksburg off of 106.9 FM, and of course streaming online at blancoradio.com and on the Sun Radio app, which is part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Panther Football on 88.9 FM in Johnson City, 106.9 FM in Fredericksburg, streaming online at blancoradio.com and on the Sun Radio app. This has been a presentation of the Sun Radio Sports Network.